Today is the 24th of April, 2017, and there's a passage in John that says, "He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath the Son hath life." Well, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5:12. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. You know, you and I either have the Son or we don't have the Son. And you know, if we have the Son, we have life. And by the way, that life is eternal life, not temporary life. And if we have the Son, no man can pluck us out of His hand. And that chapter of 1 John begins by saying, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him that begetteth loveth Him also that is begotten of Him." Think about that. "By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments." You know, we're in a society, we're in a culture, we're in an environment that the culture has so indoctrinated and inculcated us with the lies of Satan that when someone comes against these lies, then they are at odds with their culture. They're at odds with their society, and so consequently, that's why they are cast out of the synagogue. That's why they are considered less than equal to all of those who are adhering to the lies. "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." You know, there's another scripture that says that he that endureth to the end shall be saved. We have the faith of Christ if we are born of God. You know, "And this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth." A lot of people put a lot of emphasis on H2O baptisms. You can't be a member of the church until you have H2O, immersed in H2O. You can't do this until you have H2O. You know, you can't partake of the Lord's Supper till you are baptized, and so on. Well, the thief was baptized in the blood of Christ. He didn't have H2O poured on him, and he wasn't immersed in H2O. Okay? "This is he that came by water and blood, even by Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. It is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth." There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. We don't have the witness of men. Oh, it feels good. It feels good to have the acceptance of others who say they are Christ and they're believers and so on. But the most important witness that we have is of the Holy Spirit. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're sons of God. And so if you're being rejected by those who say they're Christians, you're in good company, because Christ was rejected by his own followers. All of the 12 left him. This is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You know, so we either have the Son or we don't. And he said, these things have I written unto you that you may believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. There's people out there who say, well, I can't say that I'm really one of his, because I hope I'm one of his, but I really don't know that I'm one of his. That's not what this says. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. It isn't our works. It isn't our even our faith. It's the faith of Christ in us that causes us to believe these things. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. You know, God doesn't have selective hearing. He hears everything when we ask in his name. That doesn't mean he always gives us, you know, it says here that we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask. We know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. You know, that doesn't mean he always gives us our petitions. But he hears us. He hears us. Well, if any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Well, sometimes we are, we do succumb to sin, but God grants us repentance, and that's what he's talking about here. You know, the wicked one cannot touch us. You know, we know that we are of God. The whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. We are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. What a chapter for us to contemplate. But back to that 12th verse. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Well, I'm glad to know that God has placed in our hearts the faith of Christ. We have nothing in ourselves. We are vile, wretched creatures born and conceived in sin. But Christ has shined in our hearts. God the Father has given us to Christ. And so Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. That is substitutionary atonement. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. And Christ has forgiven us of all of our trespasses. He will not impute our sins unto us. If we are one of those who has the Son, he that hath the Son hath life. You know, I can remember when God revealed these things to me. And I can remember when I found myself beginning to believe that Jesus Christ had actually died for my sins. Unworthy, vile, and filthy as I was, and as I am, apart from Christ, His blood avails for me. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. My hope is built on nothing less, not on creeds, not on confessions, not on baptisms, not on church rules and decorums. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ's solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I in Him be found. Not in a membership in a church. Not going to some association conference. Not relying on someone with two doctor's degrees. Not understanding the original Greek and original Hebrew text. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found. Dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless, to stand before Thy throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Well, if we have the Son, we have life. And if we have not the Son, we don't have life. And there are some precious promises given to us in the Word of God that we can cling to. We used to sing that song, "Standing on the promises of Christ our King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God." One of those promises is that all that the Father hath given me will come to me. And all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. You know, if you come to Christ, if you've cried out for mercy as a vile sinner, if you've fled to the Savior, He will not cast you out. And even more importantly, if you've fled to the Savior, that is absolute proof positive that you've been given to God. You've been given to Christ by God the Father. All that the Father have come to me, all that the Father have given me will come to me. And so that's one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. All that the Father have given me will come to me. And all that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Yesterday, Michael Smith used a passage in Psalms. I want to go to that if I can find it here. I believe it's in Psalm 65. Psalm 65. Go there real quickly. Yes, Psalm 65, verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest. You know, was there a time when God caused you to approach unto Him? I know that was the case for me. And cause us to approach unto thee, that He may dwell in thy courts. Be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even thy holy temple. Not the house of men, not the First Baptist Church, not the temple, not the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. No. Blessed is the man who may dwell in thy courts, the goodness of thy house, and even thy holy temple. Well, I'm glad to know this morning that we have these promises of God that He's given us, that we can cling to during these times that we're living, when it seems the whole world has gone after Lucifer and Satan and has abandoned the truth of the Word of God. May the good Lord be with you this day and comfort you with the thought that all that the Father has given me will come to me. And all that come to me, all those that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. John 6:37. God bless.